Magic 61, 708. Well, here's how it's starting to unfold this morning. The first minor problem is the fact that the Cardiovascular Center of Ross has brought over the treadmill for the stress test that I'm going to take, and the treadmill weighs over 300 pounds. So we're trying to find as many able-bodied persons as we can to get the treadmill off of the truck and heft it up here to the fifth floor. In fact, anybody that can get the treadmill out of the truck and up here has a good heart. That's the first stress test that's being set up today. So that's phase one of things. And we get a chance to say hello, I would hope, a little later on to Roger Larson. I have yet to meet Dr. Carla Sledge of the Lake Merritt Heart Care Center in Oakland. Dr. Sledge will be doing the test and interpreting the data that comes from the EKG machine. And we got to get that all set up, and I have to get wired up, and we're going to do that pretty darn soon here. So we got lots to do in the next 20 minutes. Hopefully we'll start the stress test at around 7:30. The idea is to illustrate that a healthy heart takes a little care and a little attention, and we'll find out how mine is working this very day. And it's kind of exciting to do this on the radio. 7:09, good morning, happy Valentine's Day from Magic 61. 61-713, here with a nice white coat is Vanola Long, who is a cardiac technician from Merritt Hospital. What are you going to do to me? What's your job?
My job is to operate the treadmill machine while you're on there. And first of all, we have to prep you and get you set up to an EKG machine.
Okay.
So we'll be watching your heart, your EKGs, and monitoring your blood pressure.
Okay.
And basically, to be able to control the speed and elevation on the treadmill as you go within the 3-minute intervals.
Okay. So you sit and watch all the squiggly lines going by.
Yes, I monitor.
You have to wire me up. How many different sensors are placed around the heart?
We have 10 leads.
Ten leads.
Yes.
Boy, talk about stereo. Well, okay. Then we'll be getting to work on that in just a few minutes. So I have to get ready for that, which includes a shave, which is an unusual sort of thing. I have never been shaved on the radio before in my natural-born life, so that'll be something unusual. 7:14 in the morning. Let's go down and turn our attention to Wall Street. Wine comes in at the mouth, and love comes in at the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. Kind of an idea for Valentine's Day. We think about affairs of the heart. Of course, focusing in on that is a cast of thousands down in Studio D, where they are setting up the electrocardiograph equipment. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Carla Sledge of the Lake Merritt Heart Care Center is now on the scene. Doctor, good morning. If you'd sit right down there in front of that microphone, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you want a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'll hold on there.
Okay. Who needs an electrocardiogram? That's the first question. I'd just like to deal with that one thought here. Who needs this?
Well, I generally suggest the stress electrocardiogram or the treadmill electrocardiogram test for all patients who are considering an exercise program. And that would be in an age group of all patients over 35 years of age.
That low?
Yes, indeed.
35 yeah. and above?
And above, yeah.
Now, when you talk about an exercise program, we're talking about walking at a brisk pace?
Walking at a brisk pace, swimming,
mm-hmm.
Jogging, aerobic-type dance exercises.
It's a good idea to have this.
It's an excellent idea.
Okay, a couple minutes. We'll focus in on what actually the test does, what it indicates, and things like that. But right now, let's move on to this.
In San Francisco, if a restaurant stays open for
7:30 in the morning. Well, Mary Lou, I really function best under conditions like this. Totally confused. I mean, it's a great way to test your brain to see whether you can actually function.
Lying by the seat of your shorts.
Of my shorts. Yes. I'm in my shorts now, and I'm going to get my chest shaved here in a couple minutes.
No.
Well, certainly, because, you see, there are these electrodes that are placed all around the heart in order to get the electrocardiogram.
Well, then you could go right into, like, pumping iron contests.
And, this is not that kind of thing. This is not, all this is just testing me. It's not like a strength meter
to
hit the bell.
Once your chest is shaved, what else can you do with your body besides, you know, show it off and pump iron?
I'll tell you after the news.
Oh, okay. Magic 61 News Time is 7:31. Good morning. I'm Mary Lou Vanalli.
Magic 61, 7:40. Good morning to you, my friend. The East Shore is a bear. It's enough to give anybody heart palpitations. And I am now all wired up and essentially raring to go. During the news, Fiona Long of the Merritt Hospital, a cardiac technician, has wired me up and placed the sensors all around the heart, which entail shaving the manly chest hair, which I must admit has turned a little white in spots. And Dr. Sledge is here, Dr. Carlos Sledge of the Lake Merritt Heart Care Center in Oakland, and he's going to be, along with the Fiona, administering this stress test. What does this test indicate? What are you looking at?
Well, we're looking at the heart. We're looking at the electrical activity in the heart. And the real purpose is to see exactly how much stress the heart can take. And this happens during exercise. As you exercise, your heart rate increases. And as it increases, we look at the electrical activity.
Everybody is different, so this is not a competition. I mean, people have to get over the idea that there is some norm.
Right. It's not a competition at all, and each individual has their own level that they can reach. The important thing, though, is that as the heart rate increases, there are changes which can occur in the electrical activity, and the changes are really related to the amount of blood that is going to the heart during exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So if at peak exercise there is a decreased amount of blood being supplied to the heart, then we can see this on the electrocardiogram.
That's what you want to know.
And that's what we're looking at.
Okay, we're ready to go in a few minutes here. Right now, it's 20 minutes until 8 o'clock at Magic 61.
Magic 61.
Magic 61, where it is now, what do we say, about 7:45 in the morning. We've got two different clocks here saying two different things, but we're about a quarter of eight. And Roger Larson is of the Cardiovascular Center over in Ross. Roger, this equipment that you've got here is really industrial strength. This is not for the home, is it really, this treadmill that I'm going to be walking on?
No, that's correct. This is our institutional model treadmill.
And it, in fact, as I said earlier, if you can just load this out of the truck and get it into the building, you don't need a treadmill
test. That's absolutely correct. It weighs about 325 pounds.
That's a big sucker. Do you, over at your place in Ross, deal with institutions primarily with your equipment?
That's correct. We primarily do, but through the parent company, Bodyguard, we do have access to the home market, and we can order treadmills and stationary cycles for people for home use.
Yeah, this is industrial, institutional strength. Well, all right, in about 3 minutes, let's get underway here. I'm all wired up and raring to go. And in about 3 minutes after this next record, when I talk to Joe McConnell, I'll be on the treadmill and we'll start the test here and see what this ticker looks like. Right now, it's quarter of eight at Magic 61.
With the help of thousands of you who called in with your...
Magic 61 is 7:51. Okay, the sound you hear is the sound of the treadmill. And are we all ready? What do you want me to do? Get on it now and actually start to move along?
If you're ready to go, you can go on and get started.
Sure, okay. We're all ready. Here we go. Starting now at the slow speed, and the treadmill, of course, is essentially flat. They increase the speed and they alter the grade as we move along. And right now, let's find out what the traffic situation looks like. Joe McConnell, I'm on this treadmill testing my heart out here on Valentine's Day. And
no kidding.
You're working your baby heart out, of course, giving us the traffic, which is no fun today.
No, it really isn't. We've got Salvador Castaneda out there watching the alternate route for people who cannot use southbound 880.
3440. Okay, what I'm doing is I'm walking at 1.7 miles an hour on a 10% grade. This is all very thoroughly worked out in order to test it. And I've been doing it for how long now?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. And already I'm starting to think to myself, why didn't I think of something else like having a kissing contest on Valentine's Day? So anyway, Mary Lou Minnelli is hovering around in the wings, incidentally, and she will, when I really start to breathe hard, and you can bet your bippy I will, she will come on the air here and you won't hear a lot of heavy breathing. 7:53, Magic 61. Magic 61, I've done a fifth of a mile, and they're increasing the grade now to about 12%. And Dr. Sledge, what are you seeing?
Well, we're looking at your heart rate, Carter, and your heart rate now is about 140 beats per minute. We're then looking at a certain segment of the EKG to see whether or not there's any evidence of any decreased blood supply to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, so good.
Okay, that's good news. That's very good news.
So you're doing just excellent.
Okay, and of course, this machine, you can't beat it. Yeah, this treadmill.
No, there's no way you can cheat on this machine.
Because all I do
if
is...
If you have any decreased blood supply to your heart, it'll show up on here.
Okay, well, what's going to happen now is I'm going to play another record, and then we'll get into the news. And after that, in fact, I've increased the speed. After that, Mary Lou might, after the news, come back in here. We'll just see. But I'm cooking quarter of a mile now on this machine, and I feel okay. But I'm tired of talking. Magic 61. I've been in radio a lot of years. The first time I've ever worked up a sweat doing it. And I hope it's the last, but it's still cooking along here. Mary Lou is coming up after news on Magic 61. With
love
news, I mean.
Somewhere above her.
Magic 61, it's 8:10. Happy Valentine's Day from me, Carter B. My test is over. And what we're going to do now is, Mary Lou Minnelli has finished the news. We're going to give her an indication of the last stage of the run. This is when they really want to run the heart up. So Mary Lou
you
is...
You don't really expect me to step on this treadmill, do you?
The treadmill is running at the speed and at the altitude, the attitude, I should say, of the track.
I feel like I'm in an Austin Healey 3000 going along a speed track here. I'm not going to step on this. I'll fly right out the room.
Hold on tight.
Yeah?
And then
to
give it
what?
A try.
I'm supposed to walk forward. Is that the idea?
That's the idea.
Hey, if I whack my teeth on the front of this thing, you're paying. All
okay,
right?
That's all right.
Jeez.
Spare no expense.
Okay.
We just want you to experience what it's like.
Okay.
Start running.
Okay. Now,
Carter B. Smith, I'm never going to forgive you for this.
She's going at... Now, this is when you really want to run the... That's enough, Mary Lou.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, now she's got to prove, see?
Now, how do I get
off,
Carter?
Make her run all the way through a commercial. So we take a commercial break and see if she's still on after a minute.
Is this slowing down or am I?
Yeah, I think you are. 8:11 at Magic 61.
I'm done.
Magic 61. There's only one line. And Magic 61.
The idea is to get the heart elevated to the extent that Dr. Sledge can look at it and make some statements about what he's seen. And, Doctor, it's all yours. Am I still alive?
Oh, you definitely are, Carter. You did very good on the treadmill. Let me just briefly go over this once again. On the treadmill test, we start the patient at what we call stage one. And every 3 minutes, we increase the speed of the treadmill and we increase the elevation. With that increase, we then check the heart rate at that time and we check the blood pressure. On your particular test, you went a total of 11 minutes, which means that we increased the speed and elevation four times. Your heart rate reached 165 beats per minute and your blood pressure was 160 over 80. It's important to remember that as you exercise, it's normal for the blood pressure to go up.
Yeah.
And your blood pressure did that very nicely. You stopped exercising mainly due to fatigue. No other complaints, no chest pains, no dizziness. Your electrocardiogram, when you were at your peak of exercise, was normal. In other words, it showed no evidence that there was any decreased blood supply to the heart. And that's very important. That then for us... gives us about a 90% prediction that you do not have any blocked arteries to your heart.
That's good.
And that's
know.
A very important thing to know.
Now, if I was starting an exercise program, you could take a look at this and say that I could go ahead and do any kind of exercise that my baby heart desired, just using common sense, of course.
That's right, particularly aerobic exercises.
Great. Let's take a couple of minutes out here, and in a few minutes, let's talk to the doctor about his organization over in the East Bay, which is preventative, not dealing with any other aspect but prevention, essentially. So let's go down to the market now. It's 8:14, brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. Here is the very latest from Wall Street. Katie.
Good morning. Well, stocks are higher in...
Magic 61, 8:24. This is Valentine's Day, and the American Heart Association reminds you that certainly the greatest killer in our country is cardiovascular disease. And so to kind of dramatize that, and to also get a check, because it's a good idea, I've had Dr. Carlos Sledge of the Lake Merritt Heart Care Center in Oakland. We all hear stories, Doctor, about somebody who had a physical and dropped dead 2 days later. What is the situation on that when it comes to the heart?
Well, it's very important when a patient comes in to be evaluated that they have not only a resting electrocardiogram, but that they also have the treadmill test that you performed this morning. Because that treadmill test is a dynamic exercise which increases the heart rate and really allows us to look at the heart when it's doing the types of things that, that go on during the normal daily activities.
Is this ever a threatening test?
There can be problems with this test, but it's very, very unusual that they occur. And the types of problems are that actually by increasing the heart rate, we're putting the heart under a lot of stress. If there are blocked arteries to the heart, then it can mimic or begin to simulate what would look like in a, the early stages of a heart attack.
But you're watching this all the time, of course.
But we're looking at the EKG all the time.
Yeah. So you're monitoring that. Tell me about your organization. Now, you told me earlier that you're set up for prevention.
Yeah, at Lake Merritt Heart Care, principally what we do is prevention and detection of heart disease. In so doing, the treadmill test is a very important part of our evaluation. But even more so, we do an in-depth history on all of the patients, trying to get at certain important factors, such as a risk for heart disease, particularly in things that we can do something about, such as if the patients smoke or if they have ever smoked cigarettes, since I think cigarette smoking is really the leading cause of blocked arteries to the heart. Other factors such as diet and exercise are very important, and these are things that we delve into in depth. We provide educational materials. We provide a free library, which gives the patients an opportunity to look at various other ways and other lifestyles.
What's your address, please, over there?
201 19th Street.
201 19th in Oakland. I thank you very much for coming
thank
by.
You.
It's been quite an experience, and as I said before, it's the first time I've really worked up a total sweat on the radio. Well, there was one other time, but we won't discuss that at this time. 826 on Magic 61.